Hello, this is Ryoki Wendo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your will becomes stronger, stronger enough to change your life and future and transform your karma, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Yes, it's necessary to have a strong will to change the future. Well, for example, you have to determine that you want something that you do every day and keep repeating it and make it as a custom. And the only way to change your life, your future, is to change subconscious. And to change subconscious, the best way is to decide something that it could change your life every day. For example, if you want to make yourself smiley person, you have to determine that you practice smiling in front of the mirror at least 3 minutes a day, but you repeat every day, years and years. Prepare yourself to do it the rest of your life. And one day you realize yourself that you are already a smiley person. For example, if you want to become the person who is good and entertaining people, then practice in front of the mirror that you are entertaining and let other people enjoy your behavior. Practice, nobody's there, it's in front of the mirror. And if you do it every day, one day you realize, but every day is really not easy, and it makes you improve yourself. This is the only way to improve yourself. Well, anyway, let's continue this. Amitāya Sutra, that Bodhisattva, Dharmakara Bodhisattva, bow. Now we are in the 22nd bow. The bow 22nd is like this. When I be reach into the Buddhahood, the Bodhisattva in other world, if they come to my world and reborn in my world, for sure they will be guaranteed to reverse as a Buddha. Well, the Buddha is higher than the Bodhisattva. And the Bodhisattva could mean that whoever wishes and put vow that they live a life to rescue other beings and empty disappearing the one's ego. Anyway, that the vow is to let Bodhisattva who wishes to rescue all other beings and disappearing ego, for sure to make them to be able to be Buddha after the lifetime, to guarantee them. However, if that Bodhisattva's wish is to, because of the wishing to give benefit for the beings, so that he or she is wearing the armor of the vow to rescue all, input all the merit into the subconscious to let all relief from the karma and let others be rescued and pray. Pray, not P-R-A-A-Y, P-L-A-Y, pray in the land of the world of the Buddhas and practice as Bodhisattva and devote all the Buddhas and Tathagatas, which means to open up the awakening the heart of the in uncountable numbers of the beings and let all of them stand for the peaceful enlightenment, the peaceful true enlightenment. Wow, it's a long sentence. And manifest the 10 state of the Bodhisattva and practice the merit of the Fugen Bodhisattva. Fugen means make all sentient beings awaken to the wisdom. So his bow is such a, bow 22nd is very, very long sentence, though his bow is this, and if he didn't reach to this, if this, these vows are didn't fulfilled, he determined he will not gain enlightenment. Even though he gave up all the good things as a king and determined to practice for all sentient beings. Well, the most interesting part is that the world wearing the armor of the vow to rescue all, well, this armor is a symbol of the strong will. Because you know, this is general. The practitioners in this land, in this world, means in the human world, so many attacks coming. Well, attack can be like a, you know, misunderstanding. To go to the long stream. For example, to make you think that it's enough to just practice for yourself and enjoy the peace by the meditative state. This is also repeatedly Mahayana Buddhist sutra saying, be careful with it. Well, that's obvious to Sadhu's temptation of the desire which is coming from the fear as a human being. But more difficult is desire of the feeling oneself are better than others. Enjoy to be on top of others because of the position or whatever. Or, well, at this, etc., and etc. So, armor, it says, is a symbol of prevent, not your will be broken. It's so easy to try to follow what society says, what other people says, what tradition says. No, no, no. You can only depend on the light, the wisdom, the power, the wish to rescue all beings. It's the only the measurement is this for helping the planet? Is this for rescuing all beings? Is this for universally rescuing all beings or not? And as a Mahayana Buddhist practitioner, this could be the only measurement. What is the direction of yourself? And you can only ask internally, internal great spirit of the universe. Ask, repeatedly ask, is this for all beings? And even though it looks like not following the tradition or not society says or not something other people says, throw away everything. That's no need to follow external world. Follow your internal light. That's what Shakyamuni Buddha said. As a will, the last word. He said, don't depend on the people. Depend on the Dharma. The light, internal light of yourself. And follow that. May you walk the path by following the internal light that helps the rescuing all beings in the universe.